Norma Altman. She is the president of the Women's
Federation of Republican Women.
Federation of Republican Women. How you doing today, Charm?
Quite well, thank you.
Now, what do you think? You know, Charleston, you're from that area. You're from Charleston?
Yes, ma'am.
So what do you think about the weather here in Tampa?
Oh, listen, when they were showing it on TV earlier with all the water in the streets, we said, well, that's high tide at the market. We don't understand why they're panicking. It's just high tide.
I understand. So what do you think? You're here as a delegate, but what do you think about women in politics?
I think that women need to be in politics. I think it's important that we get the more of a woman's voice out. As president of the Federation of Republican Women, my job is to recruit, train, and elect Republican women, and so I'm very big on that.
Did you help with Governor Haley? Did you help with Governor Haley?
I liked Governor Haley.
Did you help get her elected?
I helped as much as I could.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, we don't really have that many women in politics, do we? And why do you think that is?
For so long, especially Southern women, for so long we were taught to be in the kitchen and in the home and tending to those kind of things, and we were kind of pushed to the side as though our opinion didn't matter. But as we've gotten a little older and a little more experienced, we've learned our opinion does matter, our voice matters, and when you come down to it, we're working hard this year in particular to get some women elected.
What women are you are you working on some women from South Carolina?
Yes. Christina Shealy for the Senate, Gay Holt for the House, Dee Dee Vautner, who's already elected because she has no one running against her. So we've got quite a few ladies. Plus, we have women running for school boards and city councils and things like that, which are so important.
Absolutely, they are. Now, how long have you been working with women in politics?
24 years.
24 years.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you seen a change in politics? It seems to me this year is just so nasty. I don't know whether it is because they keep saying, you just forgotten. But what do you think?
I think more or less it's just we've forgotten. Like in Charleston, where we've had over the years such a great Republican presence that we forget that pendulum will swing the other way. And so as that happens, we have a tendency to want to just get snarly, and that's not necessarily a good thing. I think politics today is a little nastier, and I hope we can get to a more genteel area again.
Now, what do you think of Ann Romney? I mean, she just seems to be out there with a voice. I think she should be running. What do you think?
Oh, gosh, wouldn't that be wonderful? You know, I saw an interview with her today, and she was talking about going and shopping at Costco. I thought, this is a woman who knows my heart. You know, we say, well, shop at Sam's and Walmart and Costco because that's what we have to do to take care of our families, and to see that she is just one of us. Although they got a gazillion dollars, she's still one of us.
She comes across that way, doesn't she?
She does. She really does.
Now, how about as far as the economy, the job market, what do you see, particularly for women, down there in your area, Charleston?
The economy is in the tailspin, as you know. Job situations are so bad, and sorry to say, but so often, even now, if it comes to cutbacks, women are cut back. You know, if there's going to be 5 jobs lost and 3 of them are women, those women usually are the ones that lose their job. So I see it as a very big inequity, but at the same time, at least we're struggling and trying to keep our heads up and, as I said, training them as much as I can. Honey, we got a whole slew of them coming up.
We do.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's good to know. You know, the organization Women in Politics, are you familiar with that organization? Yes, we did some interviews with them. So they're working hard to get women in politics.
They're quite. We have, like, the Palladian View. We have a lot of organizations that are trying very hard. You know, we have the standard bearers like Rita Allison and Joan Brady and people like that who have served and honorably in the state legislature, and they are mentoring so many women and saying, come on board, you can do this, we will show you how, we will help you, we will fundraise for you. One of the things I found with women is we have a hard time asking for money. I don't have a hard time asking my husband for money. I could raise funds from a dead man. But so many women don't understand that if you're a candidate, if you say to someone, would you donate to my campaign, then they have a vested interest in your campaign.
Absolutely.
You can count on them to vote for you. Actually tell their friends at church, you know, I sent her a check. And it just mushrooms from that, and it's a great thing.
You know, one of the problems with, speaking of politics and money, is how much money it takes today. I mean, it is phenomenal. I mean, yes, you can have that grassroots campaign, but you got to have money to make it.
You got to have lots of money,
lots
too.
Lots of money, yes.
My husband was in the school board for 20 years in Charleston and in the House for 10 years in Columbia, and we were so pleased when we would run a campaign. We would get most of our money was $20 or less, our donations. We talked about it recently. I remember one time this lady sent us a check for $1. You know, she was 80 years old, and she said, this is all I can afford, and this is what I can do. So, I mean, that just meant so much to us.
Absolutely.
It is hard to raise money, but at the same time, if you do it in the right way, people will contribute, and they will support what you're doing.
Do you think that women are going to get that involvement that they've been so passive on?
I'm hoping. I'm very optimistic. I think Southern women have always been very demure and all this kind of stuff. We're not anymore, honey. We're going to come out and we're stomping up in the woods. But
with guns out there hunting anymore.
Ain't that right? And don't take my gun.
That's right.
We have really got some women that are excited. And we're still very feminine. Most of them are, not necessarily myself. Very feminine and very soft. And we have to sometimes just push them a little. As a matter of fact, a few years ago we had a lady running for the House. And she was so mild, and I told her husband, I said, before she goes out to speak to an audience, slap her.
You know, Margaret Thatcher.
My idol. Yeah.
Absolutely. But, you know, one of the things that I heard in an interview with Meryl Streep, and she said that women have a tendency for their voices to get higher when they get aggravated or excited.
Right.
And she had to learn to lower her voice.
Right. Well, and that is so very, very true. Women, I pay close attention to this. You will hear women and they're talking and they end their sentence going up. And I'm saying, don't do that. Speak calm, low voice. I'm mostly deaf, and so I don't hear any high tones. So if you're talking in a high voice, I don't hear you. One of the things I found with voicing is that one of the reasons that men are so successful as elementary school teachers is young people don't hear high voices until they're a little older. That's out of their range. So the deep voice is so important, and I just always had one. Sang alto, by the way.
Well, Charm, it has been totally charming to have you on the radio with us with WCRS. How did you get the name Charm?
We don't know. My grandmother's dead. My mother has Alzheimer's, and you know, she just always would say that I liked it.
Oh, okay.
But I'd like to give a shout-out to our Republican women in Greenwood area. So we have some great women down there that are just really doing their job,
Dr.
and I'm proud of them.
Dr. Hancock, I think, is down here.
Yes. Yes, what a sweetheart.
Yes. And, of course, there's a lot of women there that are involved. So, yes, a shout-out to them. And, you know, who knows? This could end up on South Carolina Radio News because I do a lot of work for them. How about that, Charm?
There you go.
Well, Charm, I didn't ask you what you thought of Mitt Romney, but I bet you're really a big supporter.
Yes, ma'am. I sure am.
And what did you think about adding Paul Ryan to the ticket?
Great idea. I love Marco Rubio. There are some of the others that were being considered, but Paul Ryan, it just shuts down so many of their arguments. You know, they can say what they want to, but we have a young man with a lot of integrity that's running for this vice presidency, and we are so behind this group. I mean, Romney and Ryan are just the bomb for us.
R&R, rest and relaxation, right? Rest and relaxation.
we need rest and relaxation from these idiots that we have elected right now.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, that wasn't politically correct, but I'm not usually.
you know what? Hey, it's the Republican convention.
There you
it's
go.
Okay.
There you go.
And it's a free radio station, WCRS 1450 AM. Thanks so much, Charm.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right, Andy. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. Thank you.